Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the important subject of deliverance. God wants every one of us to be delivered, and the Bible says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out the demons." If you're a believer, God has called you to cast out demons. Jesus is the one who preached deliverance to the captives, and this is something that is very important. If you don't get deliverance, you won't come out of captivity in your life. We know the fact that Satan's our enemy, here's the adversary, and Jesus has given us power and authority over him to cast him out. We need to be doing what he says to do in his word, praise God. And when you do what he says to do, those demons will come out and you'll be set free, praise God. Now these demons are foot soldiers, so to speak. They're evil spirits with evil bodies. They do Satan's work. They're real personalities. They try to get in you and do destruction. What's the open door? The open door is sin. And where can they come into? They can't get to your spirit if you're born again. They can only get to your soul and body. And they can influence your mind, your will, intellect, or your physical body. It is important that you do not let the enemy have place. Deliverance is not for the world. They don't have a covenant with God. They won't walk in the Word. It is for Christians. It's the children's bread. And the children in this day and age are the children of God through faith in Jesus Christ in the new covenant. Remember when we're talking about casting out these demons, that we're talking about them, where are they? They're in the soul or the body. They're not possessing total control, but they are possessing an area of control. To have demons in us, it doesn't mean we're a bad person. It just means we have some strongholds that need to be eliminated. Most of them have come from the inheritance line or from sin in our life before we got born again. And we wonder why we still have the same problems after we become a Christian and we're struggling with areas of bondage in our life. It's because of a need for deliverance. Demons can be in a Christian as the Holy Spirit is still dwelling in them because they're in a different location. The Old Testament temple was made of three parts, Holy of Holies, Holy Place, and Outer Court. God was dwelling in the Holy of Holies, not in the Holy Place or Outer Court. The physical inhabitants came in carrying out sinful activities. Jesus came in and cast them out in Mark 11. And we see the fact that the Old Testament temple is a type of the New Testament temple, which we are. Spirit, soul, and body. The Holy of Holies likened to our spirit. Holy Place likened to our soul. Outer Court likened to our physical body. The physical inhabitants are a type of spiritual inhabitants, which are demons that were carrying on destruction. They were in the Holy Place or the Outer Court, just as evil spirits can be in the soul or the body. Jesus cast them out to cleanse the Old Testament temple. He wants to do the same thing today to cast out the New Testament temple. The bottom line of how Christians can have demons in them, even though the Holy Spirit dwells in them, is they're simply in a different location within us. If it were so that demons could not be in us because of the presence of God or the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, then how did the evil inhabitants get into the Old Testament temple when a few feet away the presence of God was in the Holy of Holies? It's very simple. They were in a different location. This is why we can have demonic spirits in our soul or body even though God is in our spirit. You know, if it's such that demons couldn't be in our soul or body or in us at all, as people have taught, then how could we have any problems? I mean, if God's presence in us is such that keep the demons out of our soul and body, how could we ever get sick? We know sickness is oppression of the devil. How could we ever be depressed and down? How could a Christian ever have suicidal tendencies? That's not the Spirit of God. That's not the things of the Lord. Wouldn't the presence of God keep all the evil out? How could we be afraid? How could we have anything of the devil if it were so? But the fact is, the only change has occurred in our spirit. Demons are not in our spirit, but they are in the soul, affecting our will, intellect, emotions, or in our physical body. Remember, there's an interconnection between the flesh and demons. When you're in the flesh, you sin, and you open the door for the demonic spirits to come in. You've got to cast them out. The demons are enforcing curses that have come in because of sin. People think it's just flesh problems. No, when you walk in the flesh, you open the door, you sin, you let the door be open, curses come, demonic spirits come in to enforce that curse in a person's life. We've talked about why we pursue deliverance. It's because we obey the Great Commission, and we see the kingdom of God be manifested, and we spoil the works of Satan in our life. We bring forth freedom from captivity, and we occupy our promised land by driving out the spiritual inhabitants. We lay the axe to the real root problems in our life so we can bring forth fruit, and we purify ourselves by getting rid of the filthiness of the spirit, that filthy spiritual activity of the demonic spirits, in order to perfect holiness and purify ourselves. Also, we stop the inherited generational curses. You can eliminate them if you break the curse and cast out the spirits that have enforced it. We also practically understand the workings of Satan, how he works in an individual's life and how he's worked in the inheritance line, and we see his destructive works and the cycles. You see, if you have the same problem coming up over and over and over, that's a clear indication that you need deliverance. You should know that these problems that keep coming up over and over and over are the activity of demonic spirits. That's why the curse keeps working in you, because of the presence of these spirits. Also, we're going to better understand God and His love. You know, a lot of people can't perceive that God really loves them. They can't really receive love or give out love because they've had so much rejection and fear and bondage, and maybe they've been abused and they've got so much damage in the soul realm. And you've got to get delivered from this by casting out the spirits that came in from it. See, demonic spirits can come in from three primary ways: inheritance, from the inherited generational iniquity curses, also from your own sins, or from you being a victim of sin. If you've been abused, or I've dealt with so many people that have been through rape or molestation or been through tremendous, terrible things in their life, being abused and beat, and this brings a lot of demonic strongholds, mental abuse, verbal abuse, any kind of sexual abuse, whatever it would be. Those kind of situations usually bring a lot of bondages in a person's life. Also, we cast out the spirits to bring soul realm freedom, peace of mind, and healing in our motions, praise God. Also, to bring physical healing, Jesus would cast out the demons, and the blind saw, the deaf heard, the dumb spake. The one who had the epilepsy no longer had that problem anymore. The one woman had the spirit of infirmity. Her back was made straight, praise God. I tell you, as we cast out the spirits, we will get free of bondage in our life. Well, today we're going to begin to talk about how demons enter and the specific ways they enter. We've already mentioned that sin is the open door. Ephesians 4:27, it says, "Neither give place to the devil." And that happens when we sin. Place means a place of residence. When we give a place of residence, it is through sin letting the demonic spirits come in and affect our life. Now, as we've mentioned, the number one negative influence in our life is the inheritance line, and this is how, of course, demonic spirits can come in from the inheritance line, because of the iniquities of the fathers. There's a scripture in Numbers 14:18, where it says that the Lord is long-suffering of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. You need to think about your inheritance line and think about some of the problems you have now. Or maybe you don't even have them yet, but you may have the spirits that would cause them later in life. These spirits can be dormant, and these inherited generational curses must be broken. This is the number one negative influence. Now, you need to remember that God's Word declares that when we obey, we're going to be blessed and our seed. Well, that means that blessings have come, means good things have come. You might have lots of talents and abilities, and you might have good intellect, and you might have all kinds of blessings that God has brought down the inheritance line. But also, we can have curses. God's a just God. Whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. And so, if we have inherited generational curses that are coming down the line, they are going to affect us as well. Another scripture in Exodus 20:5, where he says he visits the iniquities of the fathers unto the children, unto the third and fourth generation of those that hate me. Those are the ones who have bondages from the inheritance line. This can be three and four generations back. In fact, there's a couple of them that are 10 generation. In Deuteronomy 23:2, it talks about, in the King James, it says, "A bastard, which is an illegitimate child, shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his 10th generation." This is a 10th generation curse. And the way this works, otherwise this is from illegitimacy. If you were a victim of illegitimacy, that curse is working to hinder you from entering into the things of God. It'll try to hinder you from becoming a Christian, for one. And if you become a Christian after that, it'll hinder you from entering into the things of ministry or entering into walking in the ways of the Lord. I've dealt with so many that just seemed like they had a hard time walking with God. They were one minute walking with God, next minute falling back in the world and just kind of going back and forth. And they've had this illegitimacy curse upon them. These spirits work in war against you until they're cast out. They need to be eliminated. Also, spirits can enter in at the womb. If you were not wanted, for some reason, there would be a rejection that came in the womb. If anybody attempted to abort you, there could be all kinds of trauma and fear, just terrible things that could come into you at that time. If somebody wanted to abort you but didn't do it, then there still can be rejection ministered to you. If your father and or your mother rejected you or abandoned you, then spirits of that type can come in the womb. Many times I've seen people who've had a fear of being born, a fear of being abandoned. They've all had all kinds of walls and relationships between their mother or a father and their child, and the reason is because of the things that came in the womb. This is important. If you are pregnant, don't say anything negative or don't think anything negative. You rejoice the fact that you're going to have a child. Maybe you have made a mistake and got into fornication and became pregnant. You should still have a good attitude, whether you're going to keep the child or not, and don't be one who speaks negatives, or don't ever even think about having an abortion, because that is murder, and that will bring curses not only upon you, but it also will affect that child. Also, demonic spirits will come in while you're in childhood. They can come in the home through the effects of the sins of the parents, such as being abused. And it's amazing how many people today have been affected by all kinds of abuse, whether it's physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, so much molestation that goes on. It's an abomination, and it brings much damage to an individual. Demonic spirits come in and cause all kinds of problems. These fears and trauma, all this effect, incest, it is unbelievably rampant in this generation today. Well, this is some of the ways that demons come in. We're going to be talking more on this tomorrow, going in detail, covering area after area of how demonic spirits can enter in. And as you see this, and if you realize this has happened to you, then you need to get deliverance, and we will help you get set free. See you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.